I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more vines.
Which one of these 5 quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to 5, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Let's go. It is a solo edition of the Football Card Market Show, all a part of the QuestCast Network, baby. You know about the Fantasy Football Card Quest, where we mix fantasy football with football card buying experiences. Andy, obviously on the road getting things done, some football card related, some work related, and I am so happy to be with you today as we just had a very interesting last 48 hours of NFL football. And obviously in the thumbnail, I knew Andy was going to do this when he set all of this up for me. He wanted to make sure that I had to talk about the failures of my dear beloved, and I say my dear beloved, they're not my favorite team, but my two favorite players are on the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe freaking Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. They are 0-2, okay? And obviously, are you panic selling Joe Burrow? Are you just getting off shiesty right now? Or are you somebody that bought Ja'Marr Chase? He's a wide receiver, and obviously his prices have been really high. And more importantly, of the elite fantasy football picks, obviously Justin Jefferson has paid off up to this point. Christian McCaffrey has paid off up to this point. But Ja'Marr Chase was consistently picked as the number 2 overall guy. And right now, Puka Nacua looks like he is the number 2, or actually the number 1 wide receiver in all of fantasy football. So obviously, it's very interesting. But obviously, as much as we love fantasy, I am more so on the football card side of things. I freaking love football cards. And the one guy that I consistently brought up, and this is something that I did when I initially bought a bunch of Burrows just a few years ago, I saw that Joe Burrow's prices were way under what Justin Herbert's prices were going for. And I think Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Justin Herbert. And I was able to buy Joe Burrow, and it paid off. I think you could kind of sort of do the same thing with Lamar Jackson right now, where, you know, if I do, a back and forth price, I guess you could say comparison, Lamar stuff still goes for well under what the rookie ticket autos of what Josh Allen stuff goes for. Okay. So obviously, this is, you know, a relatively high price Lamar, 2,000, $255, and after tax and all that good stuff, it's probably well in the 2700 range. But you know, before the season, you could get a lot of really good Lamar rookie autos, including this one from Illusions. I know this looks like it's a sticker or not, for $379. I'll take that all day, every day. Nice little on-card RPA right here for $500 for a guy that I truly felt was going to get back to playing at an MVP level. So, you know, before I take a few questions here in the live chat, this is why I gave Lamar Jackson as my play of the week quite a few times. I still think this guy is going to play in a Super Bowl at some point in his career. And as many of you know, we want to try and get that Super Bowl window with football cards, because normally, you know, that's when the card prices of a quarterback could be at its absolute highest. So let me know. Now, for me, I always say this, I'm not nearly as knowledgeable when it comes to football cards as Andy. Obviously, there's nobody more knowledgeable when it comes to football cards than Andy Kaysen. So I'm going to be relying on a lot of your comments. But up to this point, I feel as if Lamar is more than likely going to be the favorite to win the MVP this year, because I think the Ravens have a really good football team. They're without some of their key players this past weekend, and they still controlled that game versus the my Cincinnati Bengals, okay? You know, I looked at Josh Allen rookie ticket auto prices this morning. Let's just change it to Josh Allen rookie auto prices. Obviously, he had a good bounce back performance this past weekend. But if you just do a price comparison on basically, you know, Josh Allen to Lamar Jackson, it's always been interesting to me that Josh's stuff has been more expensive than Lamar. Now, that gap is obviously, you know, kind of closed now that Lamar is healthy and all that stuff. But you know, for me, it was a really good bounce back performance for Josh. I still have my doubts about that coaching staff. I really do. And I have my doubts about Josh Allen. With Lamar, I know I have a Super Bowl winning head coach leading the way. And I just do not believe in the Buffalo Bills come playoff time. I just don't. But obviously, Josh getting back to playing at an elite level, it's very interesting. So obviously I got to eat some crow here. My boy Burrow is just sucking right now. I would beware though. Okay. And obviously we go to Joey Collects. He was the first one in the chat. A lot of you, I say a lot of you, but two of you have in the Discord DMs been hitting me up about Tua, right? Because I have constantly trashed Tua Tagovailoa. Last year, I was like, I don't think Tua is that good. I really don't. I said it before last season. I am wrong. He has been the best quarterback in the NFL up to this point. And I think at this point, if you're picking an early season MVP, I know Lamar didn't have a good week one game. We have seen two excellent games from Tua. I think Tua is probably your MVP right now. But if I were betting at this point who I think will be the NFL MVP by the end of the season, it is going to be Lamar Jackson. I really do believe it. I think Lamar's playing at a high level. He's got a really good OC. He's got weapons now. And even though Rashad Bateman looks pretty dust at this point, my guy Derek hit me up. He said, hey, when Lamar gets Mark Andrews back, watch out. So there you go. But yeah, if you guys, like Andy said, this offseason bought Tua at a near bottom, remember, we did a price market analysis with Tua's rookie ticket auto prices compared to Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert. And Tua's was way under those of the other three. And if you took that opportunity to buy, you are very smart and you listen to Andy and you made some money. So there we go. And I agree with this with James. I do. I still don't. And Joey, feel free. Hey, look, bring it to me. We're going to get into some of the other players in just a second. But as always, if we have new viewers, you want to hear about the quarterbacks, okay? We're going to get into the hottest name in running back markets right now here in just a second, all right? I bring it, Joey. I deserve it. I deserve it. I was the one that told you to be careful with Tua Tagovailoa prices. I told you. But when it hit that bottom this offseason, you're getting paid off big time. I mean, You couldn't ask for a better start if you're Tua. He wins in a high-profile shootout versus Justin Herbert, someone else in his draft class. And then the next week, he is able to outsmart the best defensive mind in the history of pro football. And you win on Sunday Night Football. Kind of a controversial ending. Tua apparently is that guy. I still don't think he's that great, but he's got an elite OC. He's got one of the best wide receivers in the history of the NFL, Tyreek Hill. And now he's in a position where he can make a serious Super Bowl run. You know, you're just always worried about the health thing. But look, in football cards, you know, you can't always worry about health, right? Sometimes you have to worry about peaks, right? And right now, Tua is definitely peaking. Andrew says he is panic buying Joe Burrow right now. I would take advantage if there is a massive dip, okay? Let's take a look at the keep a map here on Joe Burrow cards. Obviously, I am a huge Burrow guy. And you'll see just across the way here, just doing a quick price market analysis here, you know, you just see dips here. Obviously, you know, you always take a look at this negative percentage. And football cards, percentages, I think sometimes could be a little overrated. I just kind of like to look at the price. You know, percentages, you know, with higher end cards, I think it's a bigger deal. But obviously, you know, you're just taking a look at the PSA 10 Burrows. You know, these cards, man, I remember when these were way above 250 at some point. Now it's PSA 10, just Prism, down negative 8.93%. I think Jamar Chase, though, is a guy that's going to get really hurt by this because there's a lot of people that were buying Jamar Chase cards that also probably had Jamar Chase in their fantasy leagues. And Jamar has just started slow out of all the elite picks. He has started the slowest. So you're taking a look at all these prices, and it's just down for pretty much every card for Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase. I still think it's a buying opportunity for both of them because, come on, do you really think that this is going to change anything? No. Something else, you know, to keep in mind, while I am very pro Ravens, as you could tell, and I'm not a Ravens fan. We got a lot of Ravens fans that we got Raven Invest. We got Oren. We got a lot of Raven fans that are a member of the the Football Card Quest Patreon. Let me ask you this in the chat right now. How can you not think that the Bengals are at least the second best team in the AFC North when you watch that Browns-Steelers game last night on Monday Night Football? Both teams have loaded rosters, loaded, but they suck at quarterback. They suck at quarterback. And look, there are some Kenny Pickett haters that exist, Brad Nolan being one of them. I'm looking at each and every one of you right now. Whether you're listening to this on podcasts, however you're taking this in, the Bengals are still clearly the second best team in the AFC North. And the Browns, even though they beat down the Bengals, when Joe's calf gets better, and it might not, I think it will because he's Joe freaking Burrow. Imagine if you're a Deshaun Watson collector at this point. Just imagine. Just imagine. I got Chad's in here. Chad's kind of in the middle. Chad's always one of my favorite viewers, man. Chad is sharp as a tack. Mr. T, I don't want to hear anything from Mr. T today. Seattle Seahawks. What a freaking lucky win this past weekend versus the freaking Lions. Are you kidding me? If you're a Detroit Lions fan, you are sick. You won a game you probably were supposed to lose versus the Chiefs. And now you lost a game that I felt you guys should have won. Jared Goff, the rare pick six. I would bet Hector doesn't show up because this guy, Jared Goff, just, oh, God. That pick six was terrible. I was like, Goff, you're the guy that takes care of the football. So, for me, I look at the AFC North, And I feel the AFC North, out of all the divisions, for me, have the most interesting set of quarterbacks when it comes to football cards. We can go to some other divisions if you guys want to. I've got to be real, man. I've got to be real. I think the Steelers and Browns have better rosters than the Ravens and the Bengals. They do not have better quarterbacks. And at this point, I don't know what to tell you if you try to get Deshaun Watson at its bottom. Okay? Here's the thing that I truly do believe about football cards. I do think it matters if you are likable. It just does. Okay? Joe Burrow's probably the most likable guy in the NFL. There's a little bit more room for people to spend their hard-earned money on people that you are buying their cards for. Deshaun Watson is not very affable. He used to be, but I've never seen someone fall off quite like Deshaun Watson has on and off the field. And we can get into a debate about all the off-the-field stuff, but we know for certain on the field, he looks like a whole bag of booty right now. He sucks. He sucks. I think some of you that have been football card questers, we all remember just a few weeks ago, you had the NFL Hall of Fame preseason game. And what freaking happened in the NFL Hall of Fame preseason game? Dorian Thompson Robinson happened. And now I think some of you that still bought some of those DTR cards, I would not sell a single freaking one of those. I would list it for a good buy it now price. And when the Browns inevitably move off Deshaun, which they won't, but if they do, your DTR stocks are going to go through the roof. So understand, okay, likability matters. It just does, okay, especially when it's quarterbacks. Josh Allen, likable, for the most part, likable, okay? You're telling me that if I want to get a decent Josh Allen rookie card that I got to spend $3,000 on it, I better like the guy somewhat, right? And I'm not just talking about like that player being like as in love, right? I love Joe Burrow. I love Ja'Marr Chase. I like Lamar Jackson. I just do. I've always liked Lamar Jackson. But if I'm buying one of his cards, I'm doing it from a perspective of him as a football player and the price of his actual football cards. I don't care what I spend on a Joe Burrow card because I love him. I'm gonna love the cards. I don't care what I spend on a Tyrann Mathieu card. I love them. Those are my favorite players. But, you know, for some of you, I think you have to ask that question if you're trying to make a move on someone with, you know, a checkered past who may not be the most likable guy. It's just one of those things, right? There's no one that is wanting a Deshaun Watson card right now. Nobody. But if you bought Lamar this offseason, I think the Ravens are going to keep winning. I love that team. I love the OC hire. I just love Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh has always been underappreciated. Always. Okay? And look, I think a lot of people, even after that win for the Steelers, we have a lot of Steelers fans that watch this channel. I look at that game last night. The Steelers didn't have one play inside the opponent's 30. Not a single play inside the opponent's 30. They had that one explosive tutty to Pickens, and that was it. Now, let's get into some more position players here. And obviously, the biggest position player who won this weekend is Jerome Ford. There's no doubt about it in my mind. And I understand some of you want to talk about Nico Collins and all of this, but I got to shout out my man, Chad. I do. All right. Chad has been saying on this channel for a while now. And I agree, Derek, if Pickett wasn't a first round pick, he'd be riding the bench. And on top of that, if Deshaun wasn't given $230 million guaranteed, he would have been benched. backup running backs, clear backup running backs, aren't only good plays in underdog best ball. They are good plays in fantasy. Okay? Now, let me start off with a hot take here. Nick Chubb is the best SEC running back of the past decade. And this is coming from a Fournette guy. This is coming from someone that's seen Derrick Henry win a Heisman Trophy. Nick Chubb is the best. If you factor in NFL career and you factor in college career, Nick Chubb is the best running back of the past decade that came out of the SEC. He is so freaking good. Okay? So freaking good. And obviously, he had that unbelievably gruesome injury last night. And I love Nick Chubb. All right? Not a Bulldogs guy. I've always just appreciated how great he's been. Now, you know, he had a big injury in college, and now he's got, you know, a massive injury, one of the worst you can have now in the NFL. Very gruesome shot. But Jerome Ford looked amazing last night. Amazing. And it'd be one thing if it was just that 60-plus yard run. It's another thing when there were other runs mixed in there. And now he is going up against Pierre Strong for touches. Pierre Strong's, who did not play at a big-time university and also was, you know, kind of, you know, scraps that the Patriots just kind of let go. Now, obviously, I think Pierre Strong is decent, but Jerome Ford is that guy now. And you're in an offense right now where you can't trust a quarterback. He is going to get a lot of touches. But the point here isn't that Jerome Ford is going to play. It's that now all the hype is on him because the Browns are still 1-1. They have a really good offensive line. And Jerome Ford played at Alabama, but his, you know, big career was in Cincinnati. So even though he's not playing for the Bengals, he's probably got a lot of fans in Ohio. This was a good opportunity to point an RB2, get his prices low, and then obviously cash in. So shout out to Brad. I think you actually Chad. I think you actually bought Ford cards at its lowest. So what you can do right now is think of an RB2 and look at this. It's crazy right here. This actually just sold for $4. Now it's unlicensed and it's collegeed. It's one of these wild cards. That's $10 out the door. Okay. So Jerome Ford is college uni auto. $30. Pretty crazy stuff. So, yeah, I mean, look, you're not going to make a killing, you know, buying some running backs at a super low price. But, you know, you see some buy it nows right here. You might be able to find some of these right now. $20. He looked pretty good last night. And I'd be a buyer for his rookie ticket auto around the $15, $20 range. This is actually a nasty card. It's a red hollow, but it's got kind of a brownish look to it. It's kind of like a jersey color match right there. Jerome Ford is that guy. And it's very interesting. Brown should go for Cam Akers. Man, does Cam Akers still have juice? Did anyone buy? I want to see how many sickos are in here. How many true football card sickos are in here? Did any of you buy Kyren Williams before the season? Okay. I know we got some Notre Damers in here. Did anybody buy Kyren Williams? Because obviously I'm a Brian Kelly guy. Because he looks like the real deal. I would also be very careful buying Puka Nacua stuff. I've not even looked at his market one bit. I kind of want to see if he has another great performance. Then at that point, you start asking, is this dude Justin freaking Jefferson? I mean, really? Puka Nacua? Let's go here. Spent a lot of time, Brendan, talking about Lamar earlier. I'm all in on Lamar, man. He's going to wait for the NFL season, Boss Kwan? Ha, ha, ha. It's already happened. I guess that's a level of copium Deshaun Watson fans don't want to go through. Mason Rudolph? Mm-mm. You don't start Mason Rudolph. You don't. I don't know. Is Mitchell Trubisky a buy right now? I know Brad Dolan always is in here saying buy Mitchell Trubisky. Buy Trubisky. Buy Trubisky. No. Don't do that. Don't spend your hard-earned money on Mitchell Trubisky, who you know can't play. I got to be real, man. I want to bring up just a topic, okay? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Steve. Let me say this, okay? What this NFL season has proved to me is, yes, hold on to some of your stuff during the season, okay? Hold on to some of your stuff. But I cannot state this enough. Selling right before the season begins is always going to be one of the top three times to sell a football card. This is not the NBA. The NBA is relatively predictable. You know which teams are going to be in the playoff seeding. You kind of know. Normally there's one or two teams that will shock you and move up the ladder. I think this last year in the NBA would be someone like the Cavaliers, right? They were the four seed. And in the playoffs, they fizzled out. But normally in the NBA, the regular season's not that difficult. Injuries aren't as gruesome. The NFL stands for not for long, right? So much can change in just a week or two. I have warned you guys for months now, months about buying Justin Herbert. Months. Okay? And here's a funny thing. Herbert is playing really well right now. He's playing really well. But they don't win enough, right? Football card buyers don't give a rip about EPA or CPOE or any of these fancy stats. Football card buyers, as a whole, you got to think about this. Think about some of the lowest common denominator stuff, okay? Think about some of the lowest things. We all know one stat that matters to everyone, which is wins and losses. Okay, wins and losses, likability, who you play for, all those things can and will matter. They just do. Hype. What you actually do on the field probably doesn't move the needle as much as you probably think it does. And Herbert's playing fine right now, but they're 0-2. They're 0-2. And look, the Chiefs have not played well at all. They're 1-1. You know, like the Chargers are just a perpetually mid franchise. Okay. But I think what we've learned this offseason, and honestly, Andy's data backs this up. One thing you need to always look for, and it's not fun. Okay. I'm about to give you a hard lesson. It's going to be my hobby tip of the week. All right. And please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. All right. Now, I'm not as data oriented as Andy. He's way smarter than me. You guys know this. But one of the best types of players to buy in football cards are the ones that don't play. Okay. If you are looking to maximize your card buying experiences, look for backups. Look for backups. Okay. Backups give you the highest ceiling. Now, I'm going to give you something else that I was semi wrong about. Justin Fields stinks. Justin Fields stinks. He stinks. The Bears stink. The Bears freaking stink. They are by far the biggest disappointment in the NFL. they get one of the softest, and I mean softest, starts to the season. And they stink. They freaking stink. You get the Packers at home with essentially a new quarterback, no Christian Watson, get blown out. Division rival, get blown out. Then you get the Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield's 2-0. Justin Fields stinks. He stinks. I was wrong. I had him as the number one quarterback in that draft class. He stinks. Now, I would also say this. All right. These are the types of franchises you want to avoid. All right. And this is more of a general NFL standpoint. I do not want to be a part of any franchise that has that says the following. We love to play blank football. And the two franchises that do that are the Bears and the Steelers. Now, what do I mean about we love to play blank football? Well, you hear those two franchises say this all the time. Getting back to the glory days. We want to get back to playing Bears football. Y'all see what they put on the field this weekend? Trust me, anyone that wanted to do the show today, it's Andy, because this freaking crappy Buccaneers are 2-0. 2-0. Because a team decided to say, you know what we want to do? We want to get back to playing Bears football. The Bears suck. The Bears suck. So freaking what? You got to the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman. Peyton Manning stuffed you in a locker. Okay? We want to get back to playing Steelers football. You heard that when freaking one of the Watt brothers, TJ Watt, okay? I learned a tough lesson with TJ Watt cards. I could tell that story for a different day. I love TJ Watt. I've made money on TJ Watt cards. He is definitely one of the top five pass rushers in the NFL, but you heard him in the postgame. We got back to playing Steelers football. That ish ain't getting you nowhere because the game has changed, okay? And you could just see it. I mean, the Steelers play prehistoric football. They won the game last night. They only won the game because Deshaun Watson stunk. He threw the game away. Strip sack right into TJ Watt's hands. That's the only reason the Steelers won. And the Bears, you kept hearing this. We're going to get back to playing Bears football. Oh, you see what Bears football looks like right now? Go look at any advanced film breakdown that does the All-22 stuff. I do film breakdowns, but at the college level. You can go to QB school. JP Acosta is a friend of mine. He's a really good film analyst. And the Bears are running routes where the receivers are running into each other. And on the final sequence of plays, they tried to run three screens in a row. And it got pick six by a defensive lineman. They suck. All right. And Justin Fields, I think it's just, I don't think he's cooked. But once again, you should aim for backups. Okay. If they named DTR the starter, you made a lot of money. You did. And I'm kicking myself for not buying DTR Bowman First Autos. This offseason, they're going for roughly $20. And I wanted to buy a few because I really did believe in DTR. I really did. And I think whenever he gets a chance to be a guy, or if Deshaun Watson gets hurt and he is running a lot, the hype for DTR is going to be out of this world because everyone remembers the Hall of Fame game and he's a rookie quarterback and people are hungry for rookie quarterbacks to be good. Okay. Let's go to Bill Gober. If I was investing in a defensive player, it would be Micah Parsons. Okay. We'll look at Micah Parsons right here on the. Here's the thing about Micah Parsons, okay? And actually, I just want to look at what his latest auto prices are on eBay. Okay. If you are buying Micah Parsons at this point, okay, his stuff is going to be so high right now. And he is clearly, to me, the best defensive player in the NFL, and especially if you factor in age and all of that. I know you can make a case for T.J. Watt, and obviously T.J. Watt's going to be a Hall of Famer. Aaron Donald, of course. But, you know, if you're buying anything Micah Parsons auto, see, this is an unlicensed Onyx card. It is numbered to 50, but it's an on-card auto. This is $75. I mean, I think that's a you guys correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's a little on the high end, if you ask me. You know, Micah Parsons is clearly that guy. I mean, the $250 for Prism sticker auto right here, it is a low serial number 3/149. $250, here's just a basic rookie ticket auto for a hundo. Man, I'd love to know. I could go 130 point this. Look at this one. All right. Manufactured patch. Look at that. PSA 7, but it is number 2. I don't give a crap about the grade. I would love to know. If somebody can go 130 point that for me, I'd love to know it. Listed at 5,000. I would guess 1500, 2K is probably what this was accepted for. That's crazy, man. You want to talk some Brock Purdy? Let's do it. We have not talked Brock Purdy. I think I was wrong about. I said fade 49ers. I like their under on the win total. Look at this Brock Purdy silver. It's a just a silver Brock Purdy. Not an auto, just a silver non-serial numbered card. Look at this. This is as bad of a photo I've seen. This photo sucks. So these people are buying raw silver. I guess it's not the worst photo. Photo at an angle. You got other cards in the background here. Is this thing off-centered? Is this off-centered right here? Oh man, that I'm not the smartest guy when it comes to grade prepping. Andy does a grading service, so if you guys are interested, you card folks that are super 345, man. 345. Let's go to Jason. Are T-Laws worth the hype? Yeah, their offense has struggled a little bit up to this point, Jason. I would say this about Trevor. I've been kind of in the middle on Trevor, right? You know, it's so hard to get up on the QB hierarchy. We'll scroll down and look at a couple other latest Purdy's that just ended. So base, you know, rated rookie right there for $10, $65, Purple Shock Prism. I like Trevor a lot. I didn't like Trevor with Urban Meyer, but when you give me Doug Peterson, who I still think is a top 10 offensive mind in the NFL, you know, they just choked this past weekend versus the Chiefs. You know, maybe Chris Jones is undervalued because he dominated that game versus the freaking versus the Jaguars. Let's just say the Jaguars drop another game. Maybe that is a buy low opportunity on Trevor.
I think
Trevor's pretty good. I do. I know it's not some kind of hot take, but his college career numbers, I think, were very overrated. But God, he's good. He's good. Now, I was going to get into what I think is the best football product out right now. But let me go on ahead and go through this really quickly. And we'll take a look at this together. The release calendar. We always like to, you know, touch on some of the other releases that are coming out. This show is all about you guys, man. It's all about you. So, according to Cardboard Connection, for you super high-end folk, 2022 Flawless comes out tomorrow. Very interesting. I guess for me, this is just the weirdest thing about this stuff, okay? So I'm not a big Mosaic guy. I'm just not. But you're telling me that 2022 Flawless is coming out tomorrow, but 2023 Mosaic is coming out 2 days after that? Two relatively big sets. Obviously, Flawless is one of the biggest. Mosaic, kind of outside that top five-ish, six-ish, if you ask me. It's two completely different draft classes. Now, this is a product I want to talk about right here. 2023 Bowman University Chrome. Okay? I understand. I get it. Okay? And Chad's with me on this. Nick, I agree, man. I'm a defensive tackle. I played defensive tackle. Chris Jones, his agent did him wrong, but there wasn't one player who drastically proved his value from 1 week to the next as much as Chris Jones did. Robert, let me know what card that was. I just sold a card that cost me 50 cents out of a pack for $100 on eBay. What card? Yeah, Chad, I just can't deal with that. I just can't let that slide, man. A full year and two relatively decent products from two different draft classes. I guess there is a positive to that. Where, you know, you get two different rookie classes kind of being released at the same time. But it's just weird. It's very, very, very weird. Okay? Family Burliner says, Flawless basketball features game-worn patches. Does Flawless football anyone know? I don't. I don't because I'm not a Flawless buyer. That's just not why I got into football cards when cards and boxes are that expensive. There you go, Joey. Yeah, Leo, I'm you guys know I have been very anti case buying. I will say this though, all right? And you guys, Chelsea, I have bold predictions on here. I am never, never afraid to say when I'm right or wrong. Never. Okay? I like that you guys call me out about Tua. All right? But Andy did convince me that Tua's prices were so low this offseason that you could cash in, and I agreed with him. And if you bought during this offseason, there you go. I do want to go over this, and our patrons have already seen my breakdown of Bowman University, and I understand these are college uniform cards, and I might lose some of you, but Andy forced me to talk about this today because he knows how much I love this stuff. There are 200 players being released in this set, and this is the second year that Bowman U will have college licenses, okay? Now, I don't know if you guys saw this, but ESPN just set a record. All right. If you guys care about money, you're going to listen to me right now. ESPN just set a record for viewers for a football game that began at 9:30 and ended at 1:30 Central. There was people that stayed up until 2:30 on the East Coast for Colorado versus Colorado State. Okay. Now, I'm here to tell you that there are not one, but two massive Colorado players that'll be in Bowman first in this next product. Jadeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. Okay. They are superstars. They're as big as the NFL guys. Okay. Superstars. And guess what? You know who else is in this product? You know who else they're Bowman first? Remember this guy? Remember his dad? Marvin Harrison Jr. of Ohio State is a better NFL draft prospect than Ja'Marr Chase, in the minds of many. Now, I don't agree with that. My bias might be jading me. Drake May is a projected number two NFL draft pick. And Caleb Williams is in this product as well, but it's not a Bowman first Caleb Williams, but he's in this product. Okay? There are so many big names here. All right, I'm just going over the first, okay? Quinshon Judkins is going to, I don't know if he's going to be a Bijan-level NFL draft prospect, but I think he'll be a first-round running back. His first product is coming out, okay? You got Caleb Williams right here. I'm just, Adonai Mitchell. I might just do a separate live stream just on college uniform cards because that's, you know, kind of what I love. I'm just telling you right now, okay, that product has potential, and that product's not going to be a gazillion dollars for boxes, okay, and it's first, and it's tops. I'm a tops guy. I'm fine with Panini. I love Panini, right, but, you know, this is kind of the first tops product that they just kind of own. And I've been covering college football for a long time, full time. I'm telling you right now, okay? Telling you right now, whoever you are watching this, college football has never been hotter because of this Colorado story. There are some of my friends that work in sports media. Their websites are shutting down because of the clicks, or the volume. It's just way too high. The web developers are like, hold on. Huh. It's massive. Okay. But that's also my play of the week. Be on the lookout for that product. It's coming out soon. And I'm not going to, I gave this out for my play of the week a few weeks ago, and this guy's turned out to be very good at the collegiate level. I'm a huge Riley Leonard guy. He is not the biggest. He is not the fastest. He has a very limited arm. But Riley Leonard has some Brock Purdy qualities, okay? Now, y'all don't go run up the Riley Leonard prices. That's kind of been my guy, that quarterback that's just not on everybody's radar. He's in Bowman U first. Let's go to Leo. Let's take in Leo's question here. If you're new to the hobby, it's a bad time to invest. Do y'all agree or disagree with this? And I'll come back to this, Leo. Okay. Once again, if you guys want to get a comment in and I go straight to it, if you super chat, I'll go right to it. Right to it. And the money's not going to me. It's going to Andy, who puts together all these analyses. I just do this show for fun, okay? Let's go to Card Vibe. And I'm fine. You guys push back on Bowman U for me. I think it's a thing. I do. All right? I do. Now, I'll also tell you this. I do collect a lot of Bowman U's of my favorite players. This is a stack of a defensive tackle that plays for LSU. Okay. Some of those gifted to me, by the way. So I want to be real with that up front. You know, you do an LSU channel and you have all these cards in the background. People that happen to do football cards and they see you, they're like, hey, you like LSU? Here is, you know, a player that's not worth a lot. I'll just send you their card. I'm always open. Let's go to Card Vibe. I'm with you on it being a hot product, but I have a feeling they're going to print the crap out of it. True. Buying rare singles are the move, but the big name games guys will be high. Yes. So I'm telling you right now, when it gets released, I think it's worth buying at retail prices if you see it. Because, you know, I'm anti-buying boxes overall, but there are so many big names. And let's just say this, Card Vibe. Let's just say this. It would take a lot because the NFL is so much bigger than college, not only in real life, but in the football card world. But what if it actually did catch on that actually is their rookie card, their first card, when you first saw them? Because the NFL draft is so big, Card Vibe, what I could tell you is people do begin to watch so much college film now, right? Like, this is how big the Colorado story is. Caleb Williams is going to be tabbed as the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck, and they're already tabbing him as the next Patrick Mahomes. He's not the biggest story, and he's already won a freaking Heisman. Colorado's the biggest story. College football just has so many big stories. And the crazy thing about it is Alabama sucks this year. All right? Sucks for their standards. Their backup quarterback got first printed in this product. And he actually got the chance to start this past weekend. And he sucked. If you think Deshaun Watson stunk this past weekend, Tyler Buchner is getting a first printed in this product just because he's Alabama's backup quarterback. When I tell you he stunk. I could have gone out there and put out better results. That's how bad he looked. You want Bowman Chrome Sapphire? Let's go, Chad. Let's go. Dude, McCarthy's look good. That's something else, Mr. T. There's a lot of good quarterbacks in this next class. A lot. So let's go back to Theo. If you're new to the hobby, it's a bad time to invest. Andrew says, disagree. Prices are dropping for football now. It's a great time to invest if you're making smart investments. I'll tell you this. At my local Walmart, the retail prices or the retail boxes, megas and blasters, are just sitting there. Okay. Now, old me, when I had more money, would have bought all of them and ripped all of them, or actually held on to some of the boxes. But I just think football card buyers in general, I just think there has been a little bit of a buzz off the hobby, just some, actually a lot, compared to, you know, the flippers during the Rona and all that stuff. But people are not buying that sealed wax. I saw some some Sage clearance rack football blasters going for $13 recently, and they're still just sitting there. So I actually agree with Andrew. I do think, though, the prices will drop even lower here in just a few weeks. Normally, the first 4 weeks of the season is when prices stay up, and then after that, it kind of just falls off. We'll see if the same thing happens this year. Yeah, what's up, Forbes? Good to see you. When yours, Michael Penix Jr. Eric actually has some really high-end Michael Penix Jr. cards. How do I know this? Because I bought them for him. True story. He's not lying. Let's go to Robert. He says, buy hockey. It's a great investment. Hobby boxes for $100, and you can't wait until the other sports come to their senses. Now, Robert says, buy hockey. Really, Robert? Look at me right now, Robert. I don't care where you are. You're definitely not in the continental U.S. You got to be in Ottawa or somewhere like that. Hockey being mentioned? I get basketball. And to a certain extent, I get baseball. I think combat sports. But hockey? Hockey mentioned on a football card show? Hockey. Hockey. That's what I always get from hockey fans. Well, you know what? You just got to go to a game. You just got to go to a game. So guess what happened? A few years ago, I went to my buddy's bachelor's trip to Vegas. And everyone flew out. I decided to stay an extra day. Go to a hockey match. Went to the Vegas Golden Knights. And you want to know what? I did have the time of my life. I was by myself. It was worth it. I was like, these guys have something. They're right. I spent $200 a ticket to sit in the lower bowl. But guess what? Not everybody can go to every game. And there's always, and something that's very important, I don't care who you're a fan of, there's always more people watching your sport at home than who are actually able to go to a game. Okay? I know this because I'm an LSU football YouTuber. It is amazing how many times I hear from diehard LSU football fans, you know what? I've never been to a game. Some say I've never been to Baton Rouge. You're just fans. So this is a problem with buying hockey. The sport sucks. It sucks to watch on TV. It sucks. Sure, it could be a great investment. But the sport sucks. It is a whole bag of ass. I can't watch hockey to save my life. And they got some of the best broadcasters. They got some of the best teams. They play for each other. One slip and a blade can end your life and slice your neck. These guys are some of the toughest dudes. Some of them have like as many teeth as your normal Arkansan. I get it. I freaking get it. There's a lot of things I like about hockey. That Alexander Ovechkin goal where he slid across the crease and he scored like he was a Harry Potter witch. But hockey? When you say the word hockey, it sounds like you're hocking up some snot. Hockey isn't a great investment. No, it's not, because nobody likes the sport. And you know what the hockey card is? It's a Wayne Gretzky Opeachy or whatever the hell you say. That card sucks. It really is the most boring card I think I've ever seen in my life. I would rather go to the bottom of the ocean looking for those mantles that everyone talks about than go looking at Opeachy Ovechkin. But I hear someone say that now is not a good time to get into football. I don't care if every one of my favorite football players tears their ACL tomorrow. I would much rather spend my money on football cards than hockey. You coming to my show? Hockey? It's not even my show. Hockey? Really? In the year of our Lord, 2023? In the year of our Lord? I have a couple Gordie Howes. Gordie Howes? Who the hell is that? He sounds like he hosts a show on the Home Improvement Network. Gordie Howe? You could have told me he was a NASCAR driver. You could have told me Gordie Howe was a magician. You could have told me that and I would have believed you. I will buy long distance runners before hockey cards. I will freaking buy anything before I buy a hockey card. Anything. anything. But I have people to say, well, football's a bad investment. Right now, if you're watching this chat, name five hockey players, not retired. Not retired. And I know who Gordie Howe is. He's a great defenseman. He played defense. I think that's right. He played defense. I do, Derek. I'll tell you this.
You know, true story. Let me see if I can find this real quick. Let me see if I can find this. Here it is, right here. Just to let you know. I'm not fronting.
Okay. I know we all have different setups, okay? Most of my really nice cards, Burrows, Jeffersons, and all that stuff, sit over here. But, you know, I always have a display. I mix it up. I obviously have, you know, Angel Reese right here, my dear beloved. Jamar Chase, Jaden Daniels, so, like, your typical LSU stuff. But just a guy, just to let you know, okay? Got KJ Jefferson right here, Bowman National right here. But I got a Zion card. I got Glenn Dorsey right here, but this is a stack that I'll always keep with me, all right? This is the ticket from the Vegas Golden Knights card game I went to, okay? And I understand the hockey folks are going to come after me. This is the only ticket I keep next to me. I had this much fun at a game that I went to. I was by myself. I'm telling you, the hockey in-person experience is absolutely incredible. The sport is absolute shite to watch on TV. And as crappy as that NFL looked like yesterday, as crappy as it looked, I would much rather watch that than hockey. Now, I am also a big soccer guy, as you could tell by the Liverpool hat. And I know what you guys are going to say. Well, you can't say this about hockey and not say it about soccer. Yeah, I can. Soccer is at least bearable to watch on TV. You can see the ball at all times. Okay? You can see the ball at all times, and the players actually have personalities, you know? Not hockey. Look at this. YNWA, baby. All day, every day. Who in the hell is Jason Zucker? I will say that one hockey player did marry Carrie Underwood. That is marrying up. Once I saw that guy, I was like, dang, dude, do not screw that up. Maybe next time he thinks before he cheats. Now, I don't know if he cheated or not. That was a bad Carrie Underwood reference. He used to be a country DJ. Shout out to Carrie. I see, Derek. We're all together here. Oh, Chad, I've seen so many people do this. So Ian Eagle did this past weekend. He did the Travis Kelce finds a blank space in the back of the end zone. The Rich Eisen did his Taylor Swift thing as well. Yeah, that's going to be a huge story in the NFL, whether or not you want to admit it or not. The Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift rumors. I don't know, Chad. Does that make Travis Kelce's cards go up? I mean, Taylor Swift has reached like Michael Jackson level fame. Like, she can't walk anywhere without getting swarmed. I don't know. It just seems like this last concert series has been just crazy. Wait, is she going on? Oh, is it DeAndre Swift going on the New Heights podcast? That would be an absolutely hilarious guess. Oh, so Howe isn't a defender. I know Chris Chelios, Patrick Waugh, Amir Yager. Okay, you see, I know a couple of these guys. I will say this, okay? The Alexander Ovechkin goal where he slid on his back and scored behind his head is still the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And I will say they did a vote for, like, the best goal of all time, and hockey fans got it right. They got it right. They voted that one. That is top 10 athletic plays I've ever seen. It was that crazy. Taylor Swift's so big, and it's just not even crazy. So I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with the Kelce prices or anything like that. I kind of wanted to become a Travis Kelce collector a few years ago just because I'm a Tyrann Mathieu collector, and Tyrann Mathieu is and probably will always be my number one PC. But, you know, Kelce was in that same draft class, and they were teammates. And I'm always just like Travis Kelce. He's clearly the best tight end of the modern era. And we can have a discussion about Gronk. I mean, make a strong argument for Gronk. Make a strong argument for Tony Gonzalez. You know, Antonio Gates and Jason Witten are probably in that next tier. And then in the next tier is Luke freaking Musgrave. Are you kidding me? Hunter Henry? But yeah. All right, we'll take a few more here because, you know, I got life to deal with. I am going to Baton Rouge this weekend for LSU Arkansas. Should be a really fun game. See, I couldn't tell you Patrick Kane. I've heard of the names. Jonathan Toews. Toews? Pickleball. There's pickleball cards in Leaf, man. Shout out to Leaf. I'm definitely going to buy some Bowman Ute wax, though. I don't have the money for it, but I'm going to do it. So y'all be ready. All right. Any more football card related questions? I'll answer all of them. This was probably the worst episode in the history of this. I knew my co-host Mac in the worst way because you could tell Andy is just way smarter about all of this than me. But I have my takes. I stick with them. You know, football cards, I'll say this. And then there was a question about getting back into it or getting into it. The most important thing is don't do what I did and just spend wildly on things that look cool to you. It is important to, when you're buying higher end stuff, to see what the market actually likes, right? And look, I'll always love college uniform cards. They're never going to be bigger than the pro uniform cards. They're just not. I don't mind unlicensed product. Never going to be as big as licensed product. So, and I think grading is overrated. Grading is always going to be a big deal. So, look, we all have our own takes like that. But you've always got to keep in mind, just because you think something is cool is not what everyone else thinks it's cool, right? Well, I don't like the design of rookie ticket autos. Okay. You don't like rookie ticket autos and you go buy Obsidians? Be my guest. Be my guest. Obsidians look absolutely amazing. I agree with you. Guess what? Collectors don't give a damn. They don't. They don't. Okay. Another thing. It's always harder to sell a card than buy a card. Always remember that. Okay. Hey. If you are going to buy unlicensed product, that stuff does tend to release a little bit earlier than the licensed stuff. So I'm like you, man, Chad. I've made some money on some college unlicensed products. I have. But yeah, Kent, look, and this got brought up to me, and I'm going to end on this, okay? I agree, family. I do. The hobby disagrees, though. It does. Of course, everybody would rather game worn, but especially in football. Yeah, I think baseball game worn is way more important because there is just so many more game worn stuff. But it's in football, it doesn't matter as much as you would probably think it does. To me, it does. To me, it's a pretty big freaking deal. But once again, it doesn't matter. We showed you the Micah Parsons card earlier. It was just a Nike check. It could be any Nike check. And also something else, and we'll touch on this in a different show, patch swapping is probably a little bit bigger than you think. It's also a little bit easier than you think. I didn't think it'd be as easy as some people have made it. Always be careful of patch swaps, but once again, you never really know. I've seen some Kobe patch swapping happen, and I'm like, that is just sickening. I'm not going to cuss, but still. But yeah, kid, I'll say this. The hobby is time-consuming at times. Homework. All right. This is a harsh truth about any hobby, okay? Let you say this. Let's listen to what Ken has to say here. As far as I know you're not like just complaining about the time it takes. You were just making a point. But I'll tell you this. All of my best friends golf. They all do. They golf. They like to golf. And I had access to go golfing growing up. I grew up in a small town, but there was public golf courses you could play for very cheap, especially for kids. There was kid programs to go golfing. My best friend who was in my wedding. His dad was a PGA coach. Okay. Has played in big tournaments. All right. He obviously would have coached me and all that stuff. And I have had the idea in the past year, maybe I should have picked up golf. I've never really swung a club in my life. Okay. And let's just say I'm like, okay, let me sell all my football card stuff. All right. And buy golf clubs. One of the most expensive hobbies you can think of is golf. All right. This is true for any hobby. It just is. All hobbies, if you want to take them serious, will always be more time consuming than you initially think. Because you look at something and you want to do it. Understand, any hobby you pick up in life, if you want to do that hobby, you are only seeing the finished product of that, right? Like I remember at the National, a guy I saw at the Dallas Card Show a year ago, same guy at the National. He slightly remembered me, he didn't. Had the coolest showcase I've seen. Joe Burrow rookie ticket autos, Joe Burrow gold number to 10 rookie ticket autos, all in PSA slabs. He had rare Trevor Lawrence stuff. And I said to myself, you know what? I would love to have this case, but I can't tell you how much work I think that guy put into it. And I asked him and he said, years, obviously years, you know, connections, the deals, all of that. So, you know, when you're getting ready to pick up a new hobby, do it if you want to have fun with it, but all of them take a ton of time to do. Oh, you want to play guitar? Guitar is probably one of the cheaper ones you can probably get good at. But good luck. Good luck. You know, I'm picking up a new hobby recently, and you'll learn more about that as time moves on. And guess what? I had to sell some of my football cards to help supplement that. And I'm shifting, you know, just a little bit. And these things happen. Andy's gone through it. I've gone through it. Everybody goes through it. So, yeah. It's a very good comment, Kim. Now, hopefully this thing ends properly because I'm not sure if it does. I want to shout out our top super chatters of this evening, Derek and Mr. T. I have learned in life, okay, I gave you a ton of good football card knowledge. A ton. I went through, did more research than I normally do for the show because Andy obviously, you know, wasn't here and I was doing this solo. I looked up the prices of Brock Purdy. I looked up, you know, Lamar versus Josh Allen. I think Lamar is a better player. I showed you the price differentiations and all that stuff. I get no super chance for that. But if you hate something, hate sells. I told you today how much I hated hockey and I earned $84. So that's another thing. Hate sells. Huh? 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 So we'll see you next Tuesday. in the comment section of this video, let me know if you prefer the 11:30 start time. I've seen our views gone up with the 11:30 start time. Comment down below if you prefer that. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Where's this stupid outro here? All right. We'll talk to you soon, baby.